92.9's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate, go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, Bo requested this song on your behalf. Do you recall the time that Hulk Hogan wrestled? Was it Sergeant Slaughter, Bo?
Yeah, when he was an Iraqi flag.
Sympathizer.
Yeah. Yeah, you remember that WrestleMania? Remember that?
No, I do, and I just hope that when this song hit, I mean really hit, because Rick Derringer, I mean, this is an all-timer. I just hope that Bo was making laps around the studio, doing the finger-pointing, cupping his ears.
He was doing everything but running, but he was doing exactly what you're talking about, sitting in a chair.
It's called hot-dogging and grandstanding.
He was flexing the right arm and pointing the left.
Yeah. See, me and Grant, we're on more of a wavelength than you guys realize.
Well, Grant, we all have kind of been bragging about our 4th of July plans. By default, that means I've kind of already said what you're doing for the 4th with our cookout. But I was trying to remember all the different kinds of meat that you have purchased, since you don't get to cook meat at home all that often. You've got brisket and burgers. And what else did you get?
Well, I'm cooking for one in some of those cases. But I get to experiment with different things that I find, especially when I'm out there finding a good deal. And I found lots of good deals this week. I got that brisket. I did get those burgers, and I also found some chicken thighs. So we're going to do a little bit of everything.
Now, Bo, you go back with both Allie and Grant. You've known both of them a long time. Does it upset you more that Grant didn't invite you to the party or that Allie didn't invite you to the party? Because it's kind of, I don't know, it's a slap in the face from both of them,
well,
honestly.
I would say Grant. Here's why. I've known Allie longer. But Grant and I literally have hung out a lot in our past, and we don't hang out as much anymore, because we're all busy doing other things. So Grant would be the one I would expect the invite from.
Grant. Wow,
I mean, they were like Buckhead Bars buddies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Buckhead buddies. Yeah, you got to invite your Buckhead buddy to the bar, man. Grant, I don't know.
I honestly would lay this at the feet of the party planning committee.
Smart man.
I heard that's a two-person committee. Or is it?
Grant, I was cracking up yesterday at your Twitter, and I was giving you credit earlier. The Profar announcement, obviously in the Schwellenbach at the very, very end of that, and you're like, oh, personally, I would have led with the Schwellenbach news.
Right.
What an unfortunate press release, though, in a lot of different ways. But, you know, it is what it is with Spencer Schwellenbach right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, and what it is an injury that I think surprised even him. I mean, listening to his comments about it, it was just such a strange thing because he has obviously already gone through an elbow reconstruction, so he knows a little bit about pain. He said he pitched with his torn UCL in college, and as soon as he was drafted by the Braves, he got his Tommy John surgery. But, you know, it just trying to figure out exact causes of it. I mean, it comes down to pitching is an unnatural motion. Throwing 98, 99 miles an hour, really throwing that hard overhand in general, probably once you get over about 70 or 75, is going to be taxing on the arm. But, yeah, this is the exact kind of thing the Braves didn't need, as if we haven't been familiar with that particular statement over the last couple of years. And now they're going to have to lean on the internal options to try to hold the rotation together, which went from being, I think, the strength of this club to now just trying to fill out a starting five. And that's a difficult place to be in when you've got to do some winning immediately to get your season at least level enough so where you can consider what the options are for the next couple of months if you want to make a run towards October. It's just that hill keeps getting steeper and steeper and steeper. And hopefully Spencer Schwellenbach will be able to come back this year. He said that's his intent, but he just has to wait. Time has to do its thing, much like with Chris Sale. A bone has to heal, and then they have to figure out what's on the other side of that.
A lot has been made about Matt Olson, his time here, you know, Freddie Freeman, your place and all that. But he's in one of the better heaters that I remember. Now, I mean, he might not be hitting as many home runs as he normally does in a heater, but I feel like his approach and his at-bats have been better during this 32 on-base streak than really ever in his time as a Brave, because he just feels like the strikeouts have been cut down. He's walking more. It's kind of a two-part question. How is he so locked in with that part of the discipline? And is some of this directly tied to his move to two behind Ronald Acuna?
I would say less about that. I think that was out of necessity for the Braves, just trying to get their two best hitters the most at-bats, which that's the criteria for this lineup, I think, right now, is if you're hot and you're proving it, you're going to bat as high in the order as you possibly can. I mean, we all know where Ronald is and why he's there. There's a lot of reasons for that, and clearly he's come back and played like a superstar, and that he's the most talented player on the team. You want him to get to bat the most times. But with Matt Olson, you know, they tried this number two batting order thing that first year. It worked for about a month. Then it seemed like he got cold. So I really feel like where you hit is not as important as what it is that you've done or what it is that you're doing. And right now, I think that Matt Olson is just not missing his pitches anymore. There was a lot of swing and miss early, and it was swing and miss on pitches I think he expected to do damage against. And that was what he needed to work his way through. I don't think he's been overly aggressive at any time this year, even with some of the strikeouts. It's not that he's expanded his zone. It's just being able to really zero in that swing to do the kind of damage that you expect. And I think the home runs will come, but the quality of the at-bats and the quality of the contact clearly is there, and the Braves certainly needed it. And, you know, last night, that grand slam for Matt Olson is the kind of hit that just hasn't been coming for this club to give you the breathing room to truly break a game open. That was just, I think, the 1B to Sean Murphy's 1A, which was a go-ahead three-run homer that was a jolt that this club really needed on a very weird news day. Obviously, the bad news with Schwellenbach was front of mind. The comeback of Profar, you don't know what that's going to, you know, to be yet, what that's going to yield for this team. But on a day where it just felt like they needed some big hits, Matt Olson provided one of those.
Yeah, we're hoping Matt Olson stays on the streak that he's got going on right now. It is the morning shift, talking with 92.9 The Game's Braves insider Grant McCauley. And because yesterday's news was so bizarre, Alex Anthopoulos is probably trying to figure out what in the world to do at the trade deadline. Still a little ways out. So at this moment, Grant, because things change, it seems like on a day-by-day basis with this team, but at this moment, what pieces do you think he's looking for?
I don't think there's anything more important for this club right now than bolstering the starting rotation. I think that you continue to see this every year. I go down to spring training, I talk to Brian Snicker, and we size up, all right, you've got this guy and this guy and this guy coming back, and you've got this in the lineup, and this rotation looks strong with, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 here. And he's like, look, we know we're not going to get through the season with 5 starters. If we've got 12 in camp, we feel like we're going to use them all. And this is just another example of that. Even with Spencer Strider not on the opening day roster, the Braves have lost 80% of their opening day starting rotation, at least for now. It doesn't mean for the season, but you know you're without Sale and Schwellenbach. You're also without A.J. Smith-Shawver for the year. And Ronaldo Lopez, if and when he comes back, I think might be ticketed more for a relief role. How any club replaces 4 of its 5 starters is, you know, beyond me. That's a huge ask. So you need what you can from Spencer Strider. That's one of them. Grant Holmes has been tremendous this year. His job only just got that much more important. And then you'll see what you get from Bryce Elder and right now Didier Fuentes. There's not a lot on the farm that I think you could really count on, but you know, you got to try some things out. Maybe it's Hurston Waldrop. Maybe it's Alan Wiles. Maybe it will be somebody else from Double A. Who knows? That seems to be a place that the Braves go. And Brian Snitker said it yesterday before the game. Look, I mean, I told Alex, like, let's take a look at anything that we think is realistic and give it a shot. So there could be some of that. But if he was to go out and make a deal to make this club better, to strengthen this club, to give it its optimal chance to do what they still hope to do this year, even if all the, you know, things that have happened may make it feel improbable, they need a starting pitcher or two. And let's be honest, probably two, if they want to really navigate through the rest of the season.
Grant, with Sean Murphy getting red hot and with Drake Baldwin, he's been pretty consistent. He's tailed off a little bit. And the Ozuna has kind of, he's tailed off. He didn't have a good June. I think he hit like 188 in June. I've been on the stance that they would never DH one of those guys in the middle of, you know, while the other's catching behind the plate, because if someone gets injured, then you have to basically hit a pitcher, right? Because you have to move that guy to catcher. They would never do that, right?
I don't think that they would do it on a regular basis. Could there be a case for a Drake Baldwin start against a righty if you feel like the matchup is good for him and maybe you want to give Ozuna a day? You could do that, but I'm not of the opinion that a team carrying 2 catchers is going to have both of them in the lineup every single day between catcher and DH, because you've never really give them a break. And catching is a grueling position, and it is a 2-man job. It is, I mean, there are guys out there, and Sean Murphy, I think, would like to be one of them, that catches 135 or 140 games a year. But it's a huge ask. And year after year after year after year, it just breaks down your body. And even over the course of a year, it breaks you down little by little, day by day. So that's the main reason that I see. It has nothing to do with can this guy hit and can this guy hit, and trying to find at bats for both of them on a regular basis. I think it has much more to do with trying to manage the load and how much you ask of both of those guys throughout the course of the season.
Hey, Grant, where can we catch you this weekend?
You can catch me on Sunday from 5 to 7 right here on 92.9 The Game on From the Diamond. We will be chatting about the week that was for the Braves, and goodness knows that it had a lot going on. Ronald Acuna Jr., we didn't even talk about, starting the All-Star game at Truist Park. We'll get into that. Obviously, the Schwellenbach news and the Profar comeback, which we also didn't get to, but we'll talk about that. And I'll have Melanie Newman of the Baltimore Orioles broadcast join me as well. So it should be a fun show, 5 to 7 from the Diamond, 92.9 The Game, wherever you get your podcasts, and, of course, on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I know. There are way too many headlines to get to. But appreciate the time, Grant. Hoping for a slow news day for you today.
Please.
I would love that.
Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, buddy.